It's May 28th, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Social networking site Facebook has been a lightning rod over its privacy policies, which largely default to letting everyone see your information. Plus, there were a whopping 50 different settings to control. After taking flack for weeks, with even lawmakers complaining to the FTC, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced some changes. Now there are only 15 controls, and most of them can be managed on one page. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU cheered the move as simplifying privacy settings and being a step in the right direction. But other privacy groups were not cheered and said Facebook was still not respecting the privacy of users because the settings were opt-out instead of opt-in. Only in the case of the instant personalization feature on other sites was the privacy setting opt-in. Plus, Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center told CNET that what users can't control is the personal data that Facebook passes on to third parties. Facebook denied that, saying they don't give out personal data to advertisers. In other news, the San Francisco area nonprofit news startup, The Bay Citizen, launched this week with a gala party at the Great American Music Hall. The startup has raised $3.7 million to go along with its initial seed funding of $5 million from billionaire Warren Hellman. Even before it launched, The Bay Citizen made high-profile partnerships with the New York Times, supplying stories to its Bay Area section and UC Berkeley. Plus, editor-in-chief Jonathan Weber met with local bloggers and independent news sites to offer them $25 per story for a non-exclusive right to run them on Bay Citizen. So far, the site has an editorial staff of 14 with 2 interns, and has covered issues as varied as juvenile detention and water quality at Bay Area beaches. I talked with Bay Citizen editor Jonathan Weber and asked him what he's most excited about with this startup.
I think that what I'm most excited about is the ability to really start from scratch with without a lot of legacy systems, a lot of legacy habits, and to really be able to kind of create as we go along, in a sense, you know, off of a strong base. It's now very easy to do video on the web. I think there was kind of a understandable immediate reaction to those capabilities, which was, oh, now we can do video. Let's go out and do a bunch of video. But we can kind of come at that a little more with the assumption that video is part of the toolkit, so it's not really a question of, like, more video or less video. It's a question of integrating the thinking about what would be good video into the story development process.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about nonprofit news sites? Our last poll question was, how much do you care about your privacy on Facebook? 73% said they're getting upset and Facebook needs to be clear about it. 9% said they're not worried about it for themselves. 7% said they're quitting Facebook because of the problems. And 2% said they don't care because it's not an issue. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, Idea Lab, at pbs.org/Idea Lab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Till next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.